coach, in a lot of times is, you know, is trying to get players to play the best that they can play. It's not necessarily, you know, what the coach knows. It's, and that's the way Mike was. Mike develops players. And, you know, I think what I know of the Green Bay Packer organization, it's an organization that that develops players, and it gets very important. And, you know, it's kind of same philosophy. You know, even though I'm from Ohio, he's from Pennsylvania, you know, it still kind of grew up under the same type of thing.
And I guess for a guy that's led a couple of programs, is coordinated, just curious, assistant special teams position, why?
Coaching's coaching. You know, I wanted the opportunity to get back into the profession. I really did. You know, the first year out, I probably needed it. You know, you get, you know, it's just to kind of collect your thoughts and so forth. And but this past year, I really began to miss it. I think I told some people one of the most exciting things for me is getting back into coaching for the reasons I got into coaching, because I love the game, I love the camaraderie, I love the, you know, the being around the players and the coaches, and, you know, trying to help people, get everybody on the same page, trying to do the same thing.
What have you been doing out of coaching?
Well, I was actually, I spent an awful lot of, I worked with CBS. We did a college show the last 2 years, so I fly to New York every week, and that kept me involved in football. I've spent, I can't tell you how many hours, spent an awful lot of time with John Gruden. I'd drive to Tampa, and we'd, you know, study football. We'd get ready for the draft, study programs that way, what's going on in both college and the NFL. So I was able to stay involved with the game in terms of the X and O part of it. But you miss the, you know, the relationship side of it. And so I haven't been away from the game so far that, you know, that I have, you know, as I have been involved with the game.
Right. Aside from the stuff you did with CBS and everything with John Gruden, you were working like a regular job too, though.
I was actually working at a bank, and one of my good friends that lives on the lake where I was living is a CEO of the bank, the Gateway Bank. It's a community bank, and he talked me into kind of being part of it. What's the difference between Gateway Bank and another bank? Well, it's about people, it's about relationships, and so my job was to kind of go out and, you know, not that I'm a banker, but develop relationships, and people come into the bank, and so that was one of the other things I did.
You had such a good reputation as a recruiter in the college game. Relationships obviously is a big part of that. Relating to young guys, how much do you think that will be what you're going to be doing at this level, and how successful do you think you can be in that area?
Well, I think it's all about relationships. I think if you go back and you look at coaches at any level, high school, college, and the NFL, and I've had the opportunity to coach at all three levels, I mean, it still comes down to, you know, getting a player to play the best that he can be. And I can remember the first time when I interviewed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I asked Coach Cowher, you know, how do you coach these guys? He said, well, you coach them just like you coach your guys. And I found that to be 100% true. And once again, it's about getting players to play to the best that they can be. These guys, they want to be good. I mean, obviously, the better they are, the longer they, you know, they're going to be around in the league, and that's what they want to do, and it's their job. So I don't think it'll be any issue at all.
What was the big wedge buster's name you had from Florida State?
Oh, Orpheus Roy.
Orpheus Roy.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. 300-pounder running 4.6.
Yeah. Those days have been legislated out.
Right,
especially.
Right.
What new things are left? Or have they stripped them all from the special teams game?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously the wedge-busting type stuff. But that's the only – that's the biggest thing that in the game of football. I mean, there has been a lot of change at all levels. You know, in protection of the players, and rightfully so, I think, and so it's. But I don't. The game has changed, but I don't think it's changed to a point where there's a lot of difference. The thing I've noticed, I think the game continues to get bigger, stronger, faster, in offense, defense, and special teams, and you know, I think that's it's going to continue to, you know, to go.
Thoughts, Ron, on there's been talk about long kickoffs, kickoff returns, PATs, just a decent number of collisions.
Well, you know, once again, they're going to continue to try to stay away from injuries and, you know, to you know, prolong, you know, players' lives, and so you can't argue with that.
There's a report out there that you had some, at least one or some opportunities in the college game. One, if you can tell us, is that accurate? And two, was there a desire to get back in the NFL versus getting back in college?
Well, you know, my situation, there was some opportunities. my situation was being in the right situation, being in the best situation, being in a situation like, you know, where you know, you're in it for the right things, you're in it for the right reasons. You know, I don't know a lot about the Green Bay Pack organization, but what I do know is it's an organization that's about one thing. I know Coach McCarthy. I know that, Darren Perry, for example. I coached Darren, and Winston was we and Winston were together in New Orleans. So you got guys that you know, and everybody's looking for the same thing, you know, and that's to win. That was what was important to me, is being in a situation where you had a chance to win, and you know, being around good people.
How valuable is it on a staff to have a lot of guys who are former coordinators? The Packers have, you know, Dom Capers was a head coach, Mike Turgovec was a coordinator. Does that bring, in your mind, a lot of value?
Well, I think it does, because you've seen it. I think it, as a head coach, you know, we know what Mike's looking for. You know, it's in whatever, you know, everybody's going to be on the same page and do the same thing, and I think that gives you the best chance to win. I mean, obviously injuries play into it, but when you got everybody working for the same thing and going in the same direction, I think it gives you the best opportunity to win.
Ron, I know you said after the first year you might have needed off, and then you recently started to miss it, but did you think when you left Illinois that was a chance you were not going to coach again, or did you know just take some time off and find a way back in later?
Well, that first year, I tried not to think about it. I obviously stayed close to the game. I've got a lot of close friends. In fact, you know, some of my best friends that live on the lake are from here in Green Bay. And I used to tease them. I said, you know, you guys, it's like you live and die this, you know, with the Packers. And I used to tease their son that he's got two little girls. I said, what are you going to do if you know, one of your daughters grows up and goes to work for the Bears? She won't. You know, I mean, it's kind of there. And so for this to, you know, to have this opportunity to happen like this is really kind of a neat thing. But I've been fortunate enough to coach at all three levels, and I've been fortunate enough also to be around a lot of good programs and good people. And I think to me that's the key. And having this opportunity is just, you know, it's a blessing.
We just talked to Coach McCarthy, and he mentioned your energy level a bunch. He said he loved playing against you in practice in New Orleans.
We competed.
Is that how you would describe your leadership, or the way you coach? Your coaching style is energetic, or?
You know, football is a hard game, and you have to make people or push people to do things that they don't want to do sometimes. And I think it's, you know, coaching's easy to me to be enthusiastic, to have fun. You have fun doing it, I think guys feed off that. I really do. I think you have to coach your personality. I can't be somebody that I'm not. But you know, once again, I'm just excited and looking forward to getting going.